You are listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Place, where we'll discuss everything about this crazy thing that we call life and the journey that we're all on. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking. Holy smokes, folks. It is August 1st of 2017. I can't believe we're already this far through the summer this year. But I don't wish the summer away because this week is going to be in the 80s up here in Maine and Massachusetts. And it's going to be great temperatures. Sun's going to be shining. Life's going to be good. We're going to be living and breathing. And I'm going to enjoy every single minute of it before it gets down to the point where I'm going to be out snow shoveling my walkway and breaking out the snow blower for my driveway. No thanks. I know I just said the four-letter word of snow before we're even getting through some of the warm temperatures that we have here in the summertime. So I hope that everybody's Tuesday is going well. I know that I've already had my coffee down. I've got my sugar-free sweet Italian cream creamer that I put in my coffee. Just a tablespoon worth. If you haven't tried it, you should try it out. It's a great addition to any coffee. Low points, low calories. Usually with the sugar-free piece there, it's a really good addition to where we're at. Now, I know a lot of people will come out and say, well, this has got artificial sweeteners in it. It's got those kind of things. Me, I'm not one of those policing people for artificial sweeteners because I like sometimes artificial sweeteners in my coffee. When I go to the Dunks, I go through the drive-thru. I get myself a cold brew iced coffee with one Splenda and skim milk in my coffee. So that gives me my caffeine boost, being a cold brew coffee, and it also gives me a little bit of sweetness because that's what I am, sugary sweet. So let me go ahead and go through something real quick that I was listening to a conversation and kind of going through in my head. I had heard about a term, or I had heard somebody say the term persistence. Here's how it played out. I was at work and I heard somebody doing a sales call, and they were calling. It was almost like a role play action. So they were sitting in one side of the cubicle and they were doing a sales call. They were practicing it through. And the person that was in another office that I was going into was on the receiving end of that sales call. And so they were there, and the person that was selling the products and services that they were calling the person on that I was sitting down next to, they were extremely persistent. They just kept digging in. They kept on asking more questions. Tell me more about that. Tell me more about that. Yep. Okay, great. So let me find out a little bit more about this and find out a little bit more about that. And they started digging in and they started to really enhance or embellish a little bit in their sales process. And they started to perfect their craft. And you could definitely tell that this person was a seasoned salesperson. And the one thing that I got from the end of that transaction or that role play was that the person was not going to take no for an answer. They were persistent, they were tenacious, and they were driven to be able to get to the point where they could sell something to the customer. Now, some people look at that and say, if you're a car salesman, you're a shady salesperson, you kind of work for commissions, you're out for the dollar, the almighty dollar. I say, if you're in sales, then that's your craft. That's who you are. That's what you do. That's what puts food on your kids' tables. That's what pays for vacations. That's what does everything that you need to do in life. So for somebody that's in sales and for somebody to say that that person is a persistent salesperson, whether it's meant negatively or it's meant positively, is a good thing in certain aspects. Because tenacity is something that I don't necessarily know if a lot of people show in a lot of different situations. So the question that I posed this morning on the Coffee Talk was, would you title your journey? So you looking at yourself in the mirror and you're sitting there looking at yourself and you're saying, if I'm going to paint the picture of what my journey looks like, just here it is on my canvas and I'm looking at it. Would you title that journey tenacious, persistent, and not taking no for an answer? I can almost guarantee, because I know in my world, I would never necessarily label my journey as being those words. I would label my journey as being consistent to a point, flawed and driven, yet easily distracted. That's my journey. That's where I'm at. And what's interesting about that is I don't necessarily know if I would ever label the term tenacious or persistent or any of those things. And I think that we need to look at that. I think we need to take a look at how we are approaching our journey. If you're on Weight Watchers, you're on Jenny Craig, you're on weightlifting programs, you're on anything, and you're on a health journey, and you're working hard, and you're doing everything you can to be able to achieve the goals that you want to be able to achieve, are you tenacious with your approach? Do you look at it as being a life or death situation? That's the way a lot of people do look at it. You know, there's a couple friends that I have that are big guys, right? And they go to the gym, huge muscles, you know what I mean? Just guns for days. And they go to the gym, I don't know, 5, maybe 6 times a week. And they go there and they drink their protein drinks and they're extremely nice guys, but they are so focused and driven. And here's the sad part. People that see them doing that label them sometimes. I've had friends that look at them and say they're addicted to the weights, they're addicted to the gym, they're addicted to that euphoric feeling that they're getting. They can't stop doing it because they're in that zone and it becomes an issue or becomes an illness for some people, they say. Some people will literally say that about somebody that's actually trying to better themselves for the better. Now, I know there are certain situations that are out there, and I know I'm going to probably get a couple emails or a couple haters that will say some people are addicted to those things, and it is a psychological thing, but I'm no doctor, so I never have ever said that I'm a doctor. But what I am saying is that I look at folks that go to the gym 5 or 4 times a week, and I'm inspired by those folks, because guess what? I don't go to the gym 4, 5, or 6 times a week. And if I had the time to do so, I still don't think I would, because I'm not driven that way. I'm not tenacious. I'm not as persistent as those folks. They are focused on their goal. They're focused on what they want to do, and they will take no. They don't want to take no for an answer. They're going to keep on focusing, fighting, driving, going for the goals that they want to shoot for. Now, when I take my own health journey and I take a look at where it's at, I went down the negative road of saying that it's flawed or it's inconsistent or it's consistent unless distracted. Those are some of the words that I describe my own journey. I need to start to change my lens a little bit. I need to start to take the things that I'm doing and the things that I'm working on and start to work on those tenacious types of conversations. Those things of relentless, those terms of nonstop and will not give up and keeps fighting for the cause. You know, we talk about it being No Finish Line Nation all the time. And if you haven't seen No Finish Line Nation, the Facebook page, you should see the No Finish Line Nation page because it's full of inspiration, accountability, and energy. But here's the thing. We talk about there being no finish line. We talk about there being just not an end game. We just keep going. And even if you hit goal or if you hit whatever standard that you're trying to shoot for, if you're going professionally down a road where you want to hit a management type position, you know, what's next for you? Is that it? Is that your cap? Is that what you end it at? No, there's no finish line. We keep going. We keep fighting. We keep striving to be better. We always want to be better than we were yesterday. And here's the thing. If we were tenacious, and we can use terms like relentless and those types of things, and of course, the big word of the theme of this coffee talk is persistent, which means you're consistently tenacious, going for what you want to go for. That's what I need to layer into my journey. I need to layer in a little bit more of that. I'm not looking for perfection. I'm not looking for a grandiose, huge moment of me sitting back going, oh, you know, I need to change the way I do things. Because quite honestly, you know, over the last few coffee talks, I've actually talked about the fact that I feel pretty accomplished in the fact that over the last year, I've maintained my weight. I've always struggled with my weight my entire life. Even when I was in the military, I was on the verge of being kicked out because of my weight. So I always had to work at certain things and I always had to continue to push forward. For me, if I can layer in terms or titles like tenacious or persistent and relentless, I feel like I can really start to push forward and break through some of the barriers that I'm trying to break through in my own personal journey for my health wise. I'm inspired by people that work hard at what they do. I'm inspired by people that don't take no for an answer and that literally can listen to all of the negative Nancys that are out there. I'm sorry if your name is Nancy, I really do apologize, but it's just kind of a catchphrase that we sometimes use. But all the negative Nellies out there, and if your name is Nelly, I don't really know of too many people named Nelly, but I digress. They take all these negative situations, these people that say these negative things, whether they're trying to beat them down or they're living out of jealousy or whatever. And at the end of the day, you're trying to better yourself. I'm inspired by you. Keep going. Keep inspiring us. The people that aren't as tenacious as they need to be, or maybe today they're not tenacious, but tomorrow they will be. Guess what? You're inspiring all of us. Keep going. If you're posting videos on No Finish Line Nation of you working out, or you're doing some cycling, or you're doing basketball, or you're running, or anything like that, you have no idea who you're inspiring. No idea. Unless, of course, they tell you. And then if they tell you, that feels good. But it's those quiet ones, those folks that are looking at you going, I want to be like them. I want to be as tenacious as they are. It's 8:30 at night. It's 9 o'clock at night. They're going to the gym. I need to be that tenacious. I need to fight for what I believe in. I need to fight for what I want to be able to accomplish. You owe it to yourself. So start to change your mindset just a little bit. It doesn't take a lot. Just a little bit for you to be able to say to yourself, I can do it. I'm going to be tenacious today. I'm not going to take no for an answer. I'm going to keep on fighting for my life, my health, my family, my longevity, all those things. Because you are 150% completely worth the investment that you make when you are playing in the space of being persistent and tenacious. The dictionary definition is the quality of persisting or tenacity is what the definition of persistent is all about. Don't take no for an answer. Keep fighting. Be tenacious and be persistent. You're completely worth that investment for you to be able to achieve the things that you want to. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973. Remember, you can also find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Liquid Shano 1973. You can also read my blog at coffeetalk.blog. If you're using iTunes to listen to this podcast, please do me a favor and give some love by leaving a rating on there. And until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk. Make it a great day.